fish, were they on the ark?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the new book, Why Would a Loving God? Ken, wasn't Noah told to take representatives of all the animals that had the breath of life on board the ark? So what about the fish?
When you read Genesis chapter 6, you'll find that God's intention was to destroy all life on the land. In other words, people and all the land creatures that breathed air through their nostrils, except for those on the ark, were to be destroyed. So Noah didn't have to build a large aquarium on the ark. In a sense, we could say he really sailed on top of one. But many of the aquatic creatures did die, although enough of them survived to repopulate the oceans and lakes after the flood. Many people, though, ask, how could freshwater fish survive in the flood's salty waters? Actually, we have to remember that the fish we have today are descendants of fish that lived at the time of the flood around 4,400 years ago. This means there's been a great deal of natural selection going on since the flood, and thus the fish of today might not have all the information in their genes to enable them to survive such a flood, but their ancestors, many generations ago, certainly would have. This is natural selection creation style. It's exciting to have answers that help us to uphold God's word.
Did you know that dinosaurs can be a wonderful way for Christians to help defend the creation account? You'll be encouraged and built up in your faith when you read Ken Ham's free booklet on dinosaurs. It's available on our website, answersradio.com.